Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. And thank you for tuning in tonight on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison Bachman, and I'm glad you joined me this evening. I hope that you all are doing well, and I got a few things to talk about. We're going to be doing some readings tonight. One thing I want to let you know is to mark your calendars for next week on the 30th, because we have Michelle White Dove, and you might remember she was the winner of America's Psychic Challenge, and she will be joining us again. And she's going to be discussing developing your intuition, and of course, she's going to be doing readings for our listeners, so that's really cool. You get a reading from Michelle herself, so you don't want to miss that. So I got to tell you, it's always a good show when Michelle joins us, so make sure you put that down on your calendars. Let's see, I got a few things I need to talk about here. The one thing I want to talk about is the newsletter. I don't know if you signed up for it yet, but you can sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter. It's a good price because it's free. All you got to do is email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put the word subscribe in the subject line. And once a month I publish the newsletter, and what's really great about it is the fact that you'll get your personal numerology monthly forecast. And that kind of helps you prepare for the month ahead. And I also include some great information about numerology, websites, book information, and a lot more. And you'll also be getting information about the upcoming guests on Visible by Numbers. So again, just email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to put you on my subscribers list. Now, last month, one of the things I do in the newsletter is I make a little notation about what the universal energy is for the month. And in last month's newsletter, I mentioned that June was actually a seven universal month. And I made mention that, you know, the seven is always associated with water. And I also made mention that historically speaking in the past, especially you all remember 2005, which if you add up the two plus the zero plus the zero plus the five, you got a seven universal year. And it was an extremely destructive year for water. And so very interesting to me that I made mention of that in the newsletter. And, of course, all the flooding in the Midwest, something amazing. Certainly water was a major issue during June. And you can also look at the typhoons and the various other things that have to do with water that happened in June. So August is coming up. I mean, August, no, hello, jumping a month there, Allison, July. And July is going to be an eight universal month. And the eight always brings in balancing having to do with finances. So just to give you a little bit of a heads up, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, anything having to do with finances, you really want to keep a very close eye on July. Okay, end of the day. Allison, get your head straight. Okay, on July, eight universal months, anything having to do with finances. So pay attention, whether it's your bank account statements, your charge cards. But also, you know, look at the universal markets. I'm expecting it to be somewhat of a volatile month with anything having to do with finances. Now, the other thing that you want to bear in mind here is that we've been dealing with a lot with the oil prices, with gas prices, with food prices. And I really feel that that's really going to come to a head. It'll be much more intense. You see a lot more financial news with the markets. And so I'm not really expecting it to be positive. I'm really kind of expecting it to kind of, things with finances taking a little bit turn for the worse in the month of July. So that's just a little heads up. But you can read more about that when the newsletter comes out, which it comes out on the first of the month. Okay, so we talked about that. The other thing, a lot of people email me, and they're interested in workshops. And, of course, I do workshops in the Pennsylvania area. And I know that BBS Radio, our listeners are all across the United States and also many countries. And I am scheduling a couple of teleconference workshops upcoming. The next one that's upcoming is August 16th. It's 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The name of the workshop is The Autobiography of Your Soul. And I'm going to be teaching many things about numerology, but I think what's really good about this workshop is, and this is what I do in the workshops that I do here in Pennsylvania, is I actually provide each and every person that attends the workshop with their own personal numerology chart. And so then as I begin to teach the workshop and as they begin to learn about numerology, they can also look at their own personal numbers, and in many ways they get a lot of information about their own personal numerology, which makes the class really more interesting and a lot more fun. So if if you're interested in any information on that workshop, you can email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, and I'd be happy to send you information. And also, I'm gathering a list of interested students for a series of teleconference classes that are scheduled to begin in September. And this class is definitely going to be limited because it's, you know, going to be limited to 10 or 15 students. And it is for people that already have a basic knowledge of numerology. And this class is designed to give you a better understanding of numerology, to teach you interpretation, and it is designed for advanced students. So if you are a serious student of numerology and you're interested in those classes, again, you can email me. Okay. So we got those things out of the way. And the one thing I also wanted to talk about tonight is, you know, we all read the news. We all got up this morning, and if you went to CNN, you saw that George Carlin died. And, you know, as a numerologist, you know, I don't look up everybody's information in the world, but when I see something like that, the first thing that I do is I look up their numerology, because to me it's always fascinating to see how a person actually vibrates to their numbers. And the one thing that I'd like to just share with you is a little bit about George Carlin's numerology, because I think you'll find it as interesting as I did. Now, first off, he was a one life path. It was actually, the way you calculated it, it was a 10 before it became a 1, because you add double digits together, so 1 plus 0 is 1. And this is a kind of a good karma number whenever you have a 10-1. And it means that he had really some potential to do something very important with his life. And when you look at the one energy, you really are talking about someone that's an individual, somebody that is unique, that doesn't really want to be like anybody else. This is a person that definitely has leadership abilities, usually quite strong-willed, very creative, out-of-the-box thinkers, you know, independent, quite determined, especially when they have a dream or a goal. Very ambitious people. Usually ones are very ambitious. They also are pioneers. They usually come out with ideas that the rest of us would not ordinarily think of. That's where you get that out-of-the-box thinking. And usually ones are capable of great accomplishments. Now, I think that pretty much describes George Carlin to a certain extent. And then when you look at his birthday number, he was born on the 12th. So, you know, you add the 1 and the 2 together, you got a 3. And there you have the sense of humor and having a gift with expression, the ability to express words. And, you know, the sense of humor, the sarcasm, you know, all of that comes in with the 3 energy. And also, anybody that's got a 3, you know, born on the 3rd or has a 3 anywhere in their chart, it really is star. It's a person that has star potential, somebody that you would want to put on stage, somebody that is very interesting to listen to, somebody with a gift in expressing themselves, and they make stories very interesting. And you know that you're talking with a person that has a 3 in their chart because they call it the gift of gab. But also, they're very friendly people, and everybody loves a 3. They're the party on people in the world. And, you know, that was his birthday number. And usually the birthday number, that's your talents, the talents that you have, that you brought with you to help you out with what it is you came to do. Now, George's expression number was a 5. And this is really the number of a bohemian type, you know, somebody that's very unconventional. Somebody who doesn't really, they dance to their own tune. They don't really care what you think. They kind of do things their way. He had a gift with communication, definitely open-minded, always embracing new ideas, embracing change as well. They usually, you know, sometimes when people have a 5 for an expression number, they bring changes about in their workplace through new ideas. And, you know, one thing that he can be credited for was changing a lot of things with the way that we perceive things through his humor. And another thing about 5s is they're very fast thinkers. They're very fast on their feet. You try to have a conversation with a 5 and you can't pin them down to anything because they're that quick. Their minds are that quick. And they call the word, I think it's that phrase, fly like a fox. That's what you call a 5. So that was what he came to do. He also had a 5 heart's desire. And, you know, the one thing when you you look over the biography of George Carlin, he was certainly, there's many things wonderful spoken about him, but he also, he did have a drug problem and an alcohol problem. And so whenever you have a lot of 5 energy in a chart, usually this person, you know, the 5 represents the physical body. It represents the ability to be in touch with all the senses. It also represents a desire to be free and to not have limitations in your life. And so when you look at George Carlin, you see he's got these double 5s going on. You know, when he found something he wanted to do, you know, he may have had a very difficult time in temperance or in moderating it or reining it in. He would have a tendency to overindulge. And really what we're talking about here is addictive nature. And actually there's karma that surrounds him with this. And certainly he had a problem with that in his lifetime. And, you know, when we look at numerology, you know, there's no judgment here about him regarding the drugs or the alcohol, because certainly that was part of what his soul planned. That was part of his experience. That was part of his karma, and that was something that he came to overcome in his lifetime. So I found that, you know, very apropos that he had double 5s. And when we look at him, I mean, he was a comedian, there's the 3. He was an actor, there's the 3. He was an author. That's combining that 3 and that 5 energy. I think bringing about change, anybody that ever heard the 7 words you can never say on television, you know, that kind of, he made us laugh at ourselves, I think, or laugh at, you know, being conservative, or laugh at that everyone says these words, but you can't say them on television. He made sarcasm, the way in which he did things, it just made us think about things differently and maybe almost find the humor in it. And he also was known for, you know, he did a lot of satire about America, about humanity. He was the first person to bring to our attention, you know, he used to call humanity, excuse my French, but bull S, you know what I'm saying there. You know, he talked about genocide and rape and corruption and religion and other aspects of human civilization. And then this is a direct quote from him. And he said, I look at it this way. For centuries now, man has done everything he can to destroy, defile, and interfere with nature, clear-cutting forests, strip-mining mountains, pioneering the poisoning the atmosphere, overfishing the oceans, polluting the rivers and lakes, destroying wetlands and aquifers, so that when nature strikes back and smacks him on the head and kicks him in the nuts, I enjoy that. I absolutely have no sympathy for human beings whatsoever, none. And no matter what kind of a problem humans are facing, whether it's natural or man-made, I always hope it gets worse, which that was part of his humor. But, you know, this was also a man that, he, through his humor, was trying to convey, you know, his view on, you know, humanity and how we treated the earth. And his sarcasm and his humor also quite often took pot shots at politics or, religion. And also he addressed many taboo subjects. He really was known for his satire of the human American culture. all of which is very much in his energy. And I got to tell you that he had a lot of nine energy, and that is humanitarian. So that means that even though he's joking about this, even though it's satire, he really had, you know, this compassion. And he was really trying through his jokes and through his humor to get us to see things, to see what we were doing wrong or what we needed to improve. And he had a tremendous amount of this nine energy that is about humanity in his name. And I think it's also, you know, interesting, I guess, that he died in a 9 year, which nine is the number of completions and endings. So perhaps George Carlin had come to do what his soul came to do, and he was done, and he was finished, and it was time to go. And I, you know, whenever I read someone's autobiography, and compared to the numerology, it always makes me in awe of the accuracy of how these numbers can define us as human beings, what our personality is, what our likes and dislikes, what we do for a living. I always am in awe of how accurate it is, so many years removed from the source. And so I just wanted to share that with you. Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to open up the lines. I'm going to be doing readings for anyone that wants to call in. Certainly, if you have a question about numerology, I'd be happy to answer your question. But if you, you know, would like a little bit of insight about your life, maybe your relationships, your job, your career, what you came here to do, those sort of things, and you would like me to look at your date of birth and give you a reading, I'd be happy to do so. I'll give you the numbers. They're toll-free. You can call toll-free USA at 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct if you live in the California area at 530-876-3222. And do me a favor, you know, if you're calling in and you're standing by your computer, just step away from it and speak up to me so I can hear you. And I'd be glad to do a reading or so for you. So give me a call. Okay. So another thing I wanted to talk about this evening is, you know, whatever your numbers are, you got to know that those numbers represent your own personal energy. And, you know, I'm going to go on with this thought in a second, but I'm pretty sure I heard a beep, so I'm going to take the call. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Sandra.
Did you say Sandra?
Yes, I did.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Very well. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brevard, North Carolina.
Well, welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
I was just looking for a reading. I don't really have any questions.
Sure. Well, give me your date of birth, please.
It's June 11th, 1975.
June 11th, 1975, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me a second here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and Sandra, you spell that S-A-N-D-R-A?
Yes, I do.
Okay, got it. All right. All right, so what I can give you is some information that's found in your date of birth. And the first thing that we're looking at here is what is called your life path number. Are you familiar with numerology at all, Sandra?
A little bit. My mom does numerology.
Oh, okay. Well, yours is a three life path, but it also says that, you know, you've got quite a bit of spiritual wisdom around you. The three life path is really someone who has a gift with expression. And quite often, they can express themselves in words, whether they speak them or whether they write them. But certainly, you could express yourself artistically, stage or theater or painting or sculpting or something along those lines. It certainly is a very artistic energy. But it is the energy of somebody with a great deal of star quality, somebody that when they speak, people want to listen to. You have a personality that people enjoy. Usually people that have three energy uplift others. They're inspirational speakers. They tend to see the glass half full. They have an ability to be joyful and funny and humorous. And, you know, it's just generally a very pleasant energy to be around. You have to use your creativity. You have to keep connected to your creativity, because if someone with three energy shuts that down, sometimes they can actually be depressed instead of being joyful and cheerful. So, you know, always connect to that. That ask, whatever you can do to create, the more you create, the better able you are to connect to that inner child that you have. Do you have clairvoyant tendencies? I mean, where you see things or get prophetic dreams or things like that?
I don't know about the dreams, but I used to see spirits. I haven't in a long time, but I did when I was younger.
See spirits. Well, you have the life path of a medium. I don't know if you're familiar with Juno Jordan, but in her book, Romance in a Name, she specifically addresses this with the three life paths. And you do have mediumship ability, which is the ability to see spirits. So was that mostly in your youth, or when was that?
It was in my youth. I kind of freaked a friend of mine out, which kind of scared myself, so I kind of
set that
off.
Well, okay, she's got it off. That's fine. But I'm just trying to, I guess what I'm trying to do is assure you that you have that energy in your chart, okay? And certainly that's free will choice on your part. I would also tell you that perhaps you have a little bit of a problem with your energy as far as staying focused. You may have a problem scattering your energy or disciplining yourself, or, you know, you have to, sometimes you're so creative, you get distracted, and so you would want to make sure that you complete tasks or finish things. You may not do things the way that other people do them. You kind of do things in a roundabout manner. And so it drives other people crazy. The way you get to the destination, it's just you get there a different way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. My mother would say that that's one thing that drives her crazy about me.
Right. But you're very intuitive and guided, and you get there eventually. You see things in pictures, too. So, you know, I don't know artistically, but you might see something in your mind's eye and actually be able to create it with your hands or with whatever it is that you're doing. So bear that in mind. Now, your birthday is a master number, my dear. So when you're looking at a master number in numerology, it signifies potential. You have some potential here again, and I know that you don't want to hear this, but with psychic ability, with the ability to see, you actually have a connection to the spiritual realm that's a, kind of like a doorway that's open 24/7. Sometimes it doesn't come when you want it to. It comes like lightning bolts or when it's not convenient.
Right.
But you do have this ability to connect to the spiritual realm. On some level, you may feel as though you're here for some special purpose or there's something you're supposed to do. And indeed, with this particular number, you know, on some level, you are a messenger. Perhaps you'll, like, decide what it is that you believe in or what inspires you or what your passion is. And then from that, once you understand that and learn that, you may try to inspire the world or share that message with the world. This number says, and also is confirmed by some of the other numbers in your chart, this makes you very vulnerable as far as your sensitivity goes. Then your feelings can be easily hurt. And sometimes it's not always that somebody set about to hurt your feelings. They might have done it on accident or inadvertently, or they didn't intend to. And you need, like, peace and harmony around you, and you don't like arguments and confrontations. Not to say that you can't lose your temper and you can't explode like a little firecracker from time to time, but as a rule, you know, you don't really want to get into conflicts. And sometimes when people hurt your feelings, you really need to go and talk to them, because you might find out they didn't mean to do it, and so therefore there's no reason for you to run around being hurt by it. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yes, I do.
Okay. sorry.
No, that's okay.
I have a frog in my throat tonight. Hello. let's see. Your first pentacle. How old are you right now, dear?
I just turned 33.
Wow, you just turned 33. Okay. Well, let me just tell you something. You're in a, probably one of the, numerically speaking, a tough year, because you're moving out of your first pentacle and you're moving into your second pentacle. You're also in a 9 year. So this is a completions and endings year for you. So it's kind of important for you to wrap up anything unfinished, and you might even be feeling a desire and need to do that. You also might be looking around in your life and thinking, man, I need to clean some house here. And so, you know, you may be letting go of things or feel a need to let go of things this year. It can bring about a certain amount of emotion. So maybe some relationships that you're in, or it could be your job. It certainly could be where you live. You may feel a need to put an end to something and in order, because you're getting ready to start something brand new next year. A new opportunity coming to you. You're starting a brand 9-year cycle, and you're going to be working on a whole new aspect of you. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Excuse me?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have children already?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, in your first pentacle, that one really kind of wanted to bring you around. That one was where you've been for the past 33 years. Bringing you around, learning lessons about finances, power, and authority. Sometimes an eight pentacle can bring money problems where you have to learn that money is important in order to survive, and so it gives you inspiration to set goals and to achieve things. Sometimes it can just be born into a family that there's money in the family and powerful people around you, but you definitely were working through some eight energy for the first 33 years of your life. I don't know if you had to survive something during this pentacle, something significant. Because sometimes that does occur. Because usually in an eight pentacle, there's obstacles to overcome. So there may have been some difficult circumstances in this time of your life. Now you're moving into the sixth energy when you turn 34. Now this is going to bring a lot of duty and responsibility to family around you. Caring for children, taking care of the house, taking care of those in need. You're going to focus a lot of your attention on home, hearth, and family. If you have any musical ability or artistic ability, that's going to be a wonderful pinnacle to develop it and to work on it. You may want to start your own business during that pinnacle as well, or do something that's socially orientated for the community. But definitely that's where you're going from age 34 to 42. I can honestly see your psychic stuff is going to come back in, I think, a little bit stronger.
Okay.
What do you do for a living?
At the moment, I don't do anything. I just take care of my children.
Okay. Well, you're going to be taking care of your children for some, that's still. But I do feel, even on your birthday, 34, I do think that this intuitiveness, this psychic ability of yours, I do feel that it's going to strengthen and it's going to be with you. I do feel that maybe you'll get comfortable with it. Maybe take some classes, take some courses. It's nothing really to be afraid of. I got to tell you that in your latter years, you've got some important work to do, something that is very important for humanity, or something that on some level you may build something, or maybe a healing center, or something having to do with the metaphysical. I do see you going in that direction and possibly trying to help others, inspire others in your latter years. Now, did you relate at all to me saying that you would be good on stage and talking to people? Because your challenge number two says that that would scare the crap out of you. Do you?
Yes. Actually, it would.
Right. Well, that's your challenge, okay? You need to work on that, okay? Because really, you're tremendously charismatic, and you have a wonderful gift. You just got to, what you are is too psychic. And when you get in front of people, you actually start reading their energy and feeling their energy, which kind of makes you anxious and panicky because you're actually absorbing their energy. So you've got to learn to ground your energy, and you've got to learn to work with that, okay? Because you really are gifted. You belong on stage. You're a star. And do you look much younger than you actually are?
I get told that, yes.
Yeah, well, you're a three, and threes always look younger than they actually are. And you probably heal faster than other people. The other thing I want to tell you here is that you're probably luckier than most people. Friends will come around, and they'll always help you out in life, so you can count on your friends, okay?
Okay.
Now, was that help? Did it make sense to you at all?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
It did a lot.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Sandra. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay. So I'm dealing with frog in the throat tonight. I apologize to everybody. Turned off the air conditioner. I don't know if that's what it is, but... the one thing I want to talk about, or was talking about before Sandra called in, and again, I offer to anyone that's listening, if they want to call in for a reading, you're welcome. The numbers are right there on the front page of BBS Radio, but I'll remind you what they are. USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. I'd be happy to answer your numerology questions or do a reading for you, so just give me a buzz. That's what I'm here for. Okay. So back to what I was talking about. You are your numbers. Your numbers represent energy. And we've all seen, heard, the law of attraction, the secret, you know, which is drawing, you know, through thoughts you draw into your life things. Thoughts become things. Well, your energy really is what really motivates a lot of what you think. You are definitely going to draw into your life experiences that have to do with your own personal energy. It has to do with who you are. So it doesn't matter what number, what position it is in on your chart either. I mean, we're talking the life path number, which is derived from your date of birth. We're talking your birthday number, which is the day that you're born. Your expression number that comes from your full name, your heart's desire number that comes from the vowels in your name, your personality number that comes from the consonants. All of those numbers, they constitute your energy. So you're going to draw into your experience things having to do with that energy. It's like draws like. It's the law of attraction. That's what happens when we have our energy. We pull these experiences into our life. And that is really what our soul's intention was, to bring these things to us, to help us to gain experience and knowledge with that energy, to raise our consciousness, to help our soul grow. And after I get done talking to this caller, I'm going to talk a little bit about those energies a little bit in detail and tell you, you know, depending on what your number is, what you're going to attract into your life. But first I'm going to take this caller. So who's calling, please?
Jeanette.
Can you say your name again, dear?
Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Very well. What can I do for you?
Give me a reading, please.
I would be happy to do that for you, Jeanette. Can you please give me your date of birth?
4/11/52.
Did you say 1952?
Yes.
Okay. If you would just give me 1 minute, please. And Jeanette, how do you spell your name?
J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E.
N-E-T-T-E. Okay, thank you, Jeanette.
That's at birth, but I always use two N's.
All right. Okay, so what we want to talk about here is the first number is the 5, which is the life path. That's derived from your date of birth. And this particular number, I'm going to look at your challenges a little bit here. Okay. This number says that change is a constant thing for you. You're kind of like on a little bit of a roller coaster in this lifetime, and that change is a constant thing, whether it's change of residence, change of jobs, change of relationship. But one thing you've got to do in this lifetime is adapt, and you've got to be able to adapt to change and be flexible and allow change into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually people that have 5 life paths, usually their lives are much more interesting than the rest of our lives because, you know, they maybe have done many, many jobs, not always the same thing. Sometimes a person with a 5 life path can have many careers doing, you know, different types of things in each career, everything from a teacher to a ditch digger, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing about 5s is they're pretty good at everything they try. It doesn't matter what they do. They find out, well, gee, I'm pretty good at this.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's really important for a 5 to find out what they're passionate about or what they love. And when they find that, that's usually the job that they stick to. But one thing's for sure, that job has got to be interesting because 5s get bored pretty darn easy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to have something that's fascinating, interesting, or something that changes all the time in order to keep you interested in that particular job.
Yes.
Yeah, and you really like your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Don't like it when people put rules and regulations and laws around you. You kind of like to come and go as you please, do as you want to. 5s usually, historically, they're not big fans of mowing the yard, you know. They kind of like to do things that interest them. They're not very good at dull, tedious sort of tasks. They tend to rush right through those. 5s got a gift with communication, so I don't know if you ever thought about writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a gift with writing, and certainly with speech and talking to people. an ability to, with sales and marketing and networking, an ability to multitask, do many things at the same time, which I got to tell you, that's a gift I'm very jealous of because I'm a one thing at a time kind of a person, so I'm jealous of that. Fives have, it's a physical number. It's a number that, that the physical body is involved. So usually fives are very high energy people. But they also have a connection to their five senses. So, you know, when you taste something, you have a extra pleasure as opposed to the rest of us, touching things, even sensuously. Fives are very in tune to their physical body.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful when you have a five because you got to remember moderation in everything because you have a tendency to go overboard.
Mm-hmm.
You find something you love, you go off the deep end. And
mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, I remember talking to a woman who had five energy. And she had a passion for shoes, and as it turned out, she had something like 600 pairs in her closet. That's a little bit overboard, okay? And so you got to be careful about moderation, especially with a physical body, with drinking and drugs and those sort of things. You got to be careful. Food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes overindulging with food as well.
Yeah.
So your life is a little bit of crazy, but what's beautiful about you is you're a little bit of a bohemian, a little bit of a free spirit. You're unconventional. And you're open-minded. You always embrace new ideas. You seek knowledge. You're probably a very bright person. Very quick mind. It's a lovely energy. It's fun to be around.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, your birthday number says that you have, as I said to Sarah, our previous caller, this is the number of Master 11, which is potential for being a messenger for humanity. That there's something about what you contracted to do in this lifetime to help humanity. You have a connection to the spiritual realm. You get a lot of insight from above.
Mm-hmm.
How that comes to you psychically, whether it's seeing, hearing, or feeling, I don't know, but you definitely are being hit with lightning bolts from above.
Mm-hmm.
They give you your inspiration. You may come to a point of defining what is true for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've learned your truth, you try to inspire others with it.
Yes.
And that's where your message to humanity comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This also says that you can be an inspirational leader, an inspirational speaker. You have a much higher vibration than the average person when you have a master number. I'm looking here at your challenges, and I know that one of your challenges is that you are sensitive, oversensitive at times.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, I'm afraid of you know that there's been times in your life when you've been a little bit of a martyr to the family or to a sucker for a sad song. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You've maybe have martyred yourself a little bit, or you maybe take on. You know, when something's wrong with everybody else, it hurts you. You really want to fix everybody's problems, and you really can't.
Mm-hmm.
You try to mother the world. You've got a clear. A lot of responsibility comes to you because of this, but some of it is your own doing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a little careful about being a martyr with your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your biggest challenge is maybe being challenged to your inner child. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're over-disciplined. I don't know if you're too serious. I don't know if you're, I have to use the word anal a little bit, as far as list or putting a lot of limitations in your life or a lot of work in your life, or if you're overworking, or you may be one or the other. You're either that, or you're totally unfocused, totally undisciplined, and totally too playful and too goofy. Now, I'm feeling with you a lot of seriousness. How do you see that in your knowing yourself?
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes I could be very disciplined, and then others, you know, like I don't care.
Right. Well, you've got to work on balancing that out.
Uh-huh.
And just basically... you know, it's okay to be disciplined, but don't lose your playfulness. Don't lose your inner child. Don't lose your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take a break once in a while and learn to have some fun, because I worry a little bit about you being too serious, okay?
Being where?
I said I worry about you being a little bit too serious.
Sometimes.
Okay. Now, how old are you exactly right now?
57.
Okay. Hi, you are in a pinnacle. I mean, you've been in pinnacles. I can see early on in life there was a great deal of duty and responsibility to family up to the age of 31.
Mm-hmm.
32 to 40, you were on your own, or you were had definitely more independent of them. You
mm-hmm.
were taking care of yourself or becoming independent in some fashion, overcoming some obstacles, learning your own strengths, probably working on your self-esteem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now your third pinnacle, 41 to 49, is a 7, and that would have brought us around a lot of spiritual knowledge. It also would have required you to rest, and, you know, I don't know if you didn't work as much during that 7 pinnacle. I don't know. Maybe you worked, but it was on metaphysical or spiritual things, but that wanted to bring that energy around you. I can't really see the rest of your numbers because I can't see your name, the full name, but sometimes the 7 energy is uncomfortable for people that don't have 7s. So I would worry a little bit during that time that maybe you wanted to escape the loneliness that sometimes comes with a 7 pinnacle, the 41 to 49.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're in a 3 pinnacle right now, and that really wants you to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
It wants you to, like, if you've got ever had any plans to write something, I would want to see you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or something that's creative where you're expressing yourself, artistic work.
Mm-hmm.
I also would want to see you be more playful and more joyful. Get over that 4 challenge and, you know, just learn to connect to your inner child and allow that creativity to flow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about public speaking or any workshops, but, you know, the 3 energy will allow for you to be noticed or to be put on stage or for people to... It might be just your written word that becomes something that everyone reads, but it does want to allow that for you. But you really got to connect to a much more creative part of you during this latter years of your life, okay?
Okay.
And you're in a 7 year.
Mm-hmm. So what about finance, yeah?
Well, this year, don't worry about finances, girl.
Mm-hmm.
This year, what you really need to do is just go with the flow, and you're working on some inner stuff. You're working on inner development, your spiritual development, and you don't need to worry about money. You will be provided for.
Mm-hmm.
What they really want you to do this year is take some time off from work I don't know if you've been laid off this year or money's not coming in, but take the time off and enjoy this year. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Do this growth and work on you and the meditation, the walks in the woods, whatever it is. Read some books. Get some education.
Mm-hmm.
Read the spiritual stuff. Because next year, you're going to be busy. The money wants to flow to you at the beginning of next year. That's when the finances start rolling in for you.
Okay.
That's where you get a promotion or recognition or more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that this year you don't have some good months coming up for you. Certainly October should be a good month. August should be, you should get a financial windfall of some sort in August.
Mm-hmm.
October, possibly a promotion or something having to do with your career.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in December and February, yes, I do think that you're going to be starting something new or get an opportunity to begin
mm-hmm.
something new. Maybe that's a promotion of some sort or a new job that's going to bring you some more money.
Mm-hmm.
But your money year isn't so much this year, but it's next. This year, take the time. Enjoy it for what it is. Don't worry about the money. Don't let money be your focus this year. Be the inner growth be your focus this year.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you,
Yeah,
Jeanette?
That sounds accurate. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you for calling into the show. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, then. So what I was saying is that you are going to draw to yourself, depending on what your energy is. And, you know, one way that you can kind of go by this is, you know, maybe look at your birthday. Because if you don't know how to do your life path number or... if you're not 100% familiar with numerology, certainly you can go to my website. It'll tell you how to figure out your life path number. But you would want to look at, like if you're born on the 1st, the 10th, the 19th, the 28th, that's a 1 energy. The 2nd, 11th, the 20th, or 29th would be 2 energy. The 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, the 30th would be 3 energy. The 4th, the 13th, the 22nd, the 31st, 4. If you're born on the 5th, the 14th, or 23rd, that's 5 energy. Born on the 6th, the 15th, or 24th, there you got some 6 energy going for you. Born on the 7th, the 16th, or the 25th, there's your 7 energy. Born on the 8th, the 17th, or the 26th, that's 8 energy. And born on the 9th, the 18th, or the 27th, that's 9 energy. So I'm going to go into, you know, really briefly what that means. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this caller first and before I get there. So who's calling?
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Utah.
Well, how's things in Utah?
Oh, very hot. It's
very
like 103
hot.
Today or 104.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's really hot out here.
Mm.
I want you to know it's like a miracle that I got through to you, I think. I don't get BBS on my computer anymore. My computer has just gotten so slow.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, I've got the number. I'm just going to take a chance and call because I've really been wanting to get a reading from you for several months. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to try. And I couldn't even hear your show because I don't hear it on the computer now.
Oh.
So to get through to you, though, is a real thrill. So I'm really grateful.
Oh, well, wonderful. Well, I guess I better get to doing your reading. Give me your date of birth, please.
Okay, it's February 15th, 1951.
Did you say 51 or 61?
51.
Thank you.
Yeah, 51.
1951, okay.
Yeah.
2/15/1951, okay.
Right, uh-huh.
And how do you spell your name, Bonnie?
Well, my real name?
Yeah.
My maiden name?
Well, what do you call...
My present name.
What do you call yourself? That's what I want to know.
Bonnie.
B-O-N-N-I-E?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Well, my dear, aren't you a sweet thing? Okay. Oh, dear, dear, dear. You are the beautiful sixth life path. This is generally a person whose natural born talents and abilities are compassion and they're warm and sympathetic and kind and caring. They have a great deal of love of family. There's a lot of heavy family around you. This is a kind of person that places a great deal of emphasis on their home and its beauty, on children, and if not children, then animals. And if they don't have children, they probably try to teach children or do something for children.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is teacher energy. So we oftentimes see people with a lot of sixth energy teaching children.
I did homeschool for many years.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And also healer. You have healing abilities as well. You're
mm-hmm.
very intuitive. You're very good with emotions, with other people's emotions. You're very connected to their emotions, can read their emotions pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say here that peace and harmony are very important to you. And you're one of those cases, if you aren't happy, I'm not happy. You may go around trying to fix the world or mother the world or fix everybody's problems. And when I see that you have a sixth birthday and also technically a sixth birthday, you know, there is part of you that's a little bit of freedom-loving that, sometimes it's hard for you to take on all this duty, all this responsibility to family
mm-hmm.
that has been dropped on your lap throughout lifetime.
Yeah.
Because there's part of you that's a little bit of a bohemian, a little bit of a free spirit, a little bit hard to
yes.
do.
Yes.
But you've managed, you've had to because, you drew this experience into your life.
Mm-hmm.
You do have a gift with business and making money. So that's also part of what's going on here, communication as well. I get a little concerned because you've got to learn about giving and receiving of love. You may put yourself last too often, too many times.
I may do what?
Put yourself last, meaning everybody goes before you.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I'm a little bit worried about you moderating yourself or not taking proper care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to receive love. And also learn to love yourself the same way that you love other people.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to learn to do nice things for Bonnie, okay?
Yeah. Right.
That's very important for you. Let's see here.
Now, I was told this is supposed to be a 9-year for me.
Yes, it
so,
is.
So, and I'm hoping to meet a guy to have a relationship with soon. Is it
no.
possible, do you think, to meet someone like that in a 9-year?
No, dear. You do not want to do that.
Oh, you don't want to do that, huh?
No, you can play, you can date, but you can throw them back. Because I'm going to give you the numeric meaning of the 9-year.
Okay.
You do not begin anything in a 9-year. Your year for meeting Mr. Wright is next year, not this year.
Okay.
This is the year that you complete things. See, were you divorced? Because I got to tell you, because your life path is a 15 and your birthday is a 15, have you been divorced? Because that usually goes with someone that has a break in a marriage.
Right. Well, we're not actually legally divorced yet, but we will be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been separated for about 3 years.
Okay. Well, all I could tell you is in the 9-year, what you really want to do is shop around or maybe make up that list of Mr. Wright, It's like,
right, uh-huh.
What do you want him to look like? What do you want him to do for a living? What kind of a job? What do you want him to say to you? How do you want him to treat you?
Mm-hmm.
And as you're going through this year, maybe you're going to meet some people. But really, most often, what you begin in a 9-year ends in a 9-year. It doesn't go past the 9-year, so you just don't want to do that.
Oh.
Hold
okay.
off the next year. And chances are you're not going to meet the right guy till next year because the timing isn't right.
Yeah.
Now, this year, you really want to kind of weed through the house, get rid of the garbage in the house, or the junk, or the stuff you haven't touched in eons.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to look at your life. What do you need to get rid of in your life? Friends that no longer, that drive you crazy or no longer make you happy, or jobs that make you miserable, or even the place where you live, or relationships. You got to end this 3 years with your husband this year. You know, get
right.
rid of that.
Right.
Finish it. You got to finish up everything this year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not a year to begin. It's a year to end and complete.
Right.
And you may find that maybe even things in the past 8 years, something you haven't finished, you may find a desire to finish it this year. Or you might even have something that you didn't complete that pops up in your life this year and gives you an opportunity to complete it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're also in a nine pinnacle. So this is drawing you more towards, I have to say, maybe more spiritual pursuits or thinking
mm-hmm.
about growing in that arena.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe workshops or learning, or you know, whether it's readings or books or whatever.
Yes, I do a lot of studying and I go to workshops.
Okay, that's really where you're supposed to be, either doing spiritual work or actually benefiting from it, growing
mm-hmm.
spiritually.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of that. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be wanting to help humanity or reach out and help those that are less fortunate, because in your latter years, really what this is saying about you is that you're going to want to make the world a better place, and you're going to really want to push that envelope and use your energy in that direction. There's many blessings that come in this fourth pinnacle for you, as long as you give of your energy selflessly to others and try to be of service.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have any artistic tendencies, but certainly artistic things come in here. If ever you thought about writing a book, that would be a good time to do
yes,
that.
Yes, I am
well.
Thinking of doing that. Uh-huh.
Well, there you go. Don't do it this year. Start it next year. Okay, that's
okay.
all I got to say about okay. that. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
And you know what? Speaking about a nine, I was told that my full name, my birth name, was also a nine.
Oh, wonderful. Well, then you are perfect. This is a beautiful, beautiful place to be in the latter years of your life, because this is your most productive years.
Uh-huh.
Because you've got all that experience that you've ever done the whole entire life, and you've got it there, all those experiences that brought you to this place, this time, to use the knowledge and the wisdom that you have to be the nine in the nine pinnacle in the latter years of your life. So you come to be a humanitarian. You come to change the world, to make it a better place, to help others, to
yeah.
be of service, and that energy wants to allow it. And it's very spiritual. All of this energy is very spiritual and psychic. You're going to get that sort of stuff going on with you as well, heightened during this time as well.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, I would actually love to be a psychic, and I've been studying a lot about auras lately. Even though I don't see people's auras at this point, I'm learning all about it in the hopes that I will be able to see auras in the future so that I can do healing work.
Sure. Well, I healer is definitely in your sixth energy. You might be also consider that you might be an emotional healer. I want you to just think about that, because people can be healed in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just the sound of your voice is healing, and you've got to understand that about yourself. You're a six.
Oh, that's what someone told me. Yeah, I have a friend that kept, she said, Bonnie, your voice is so, it's so good for working with people or something like that. She says, your voice is going to be important later on.
Well, there you go. So that's why I said that.
Oh,
you might be a very good counselor with people. Maybe if you learn something like numerology or astrology or tarot or
mm-hmm.
palmistry or something where you're doing readings with people, you're actually going to connect to their energy. You understand people on an emotional level. You've been through the gamut of emotions in your life.
Yes.
You've had the ups and downs, the rounds and rounds, the broken hearts. You've had the sad country western song in your life, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
So you can connect to other people with a great deal of compassion, and you really could be an emotional healer.
I've never even heard of an emotional healer.
Well,
that's
you know, you use a different techniques.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's different ways of healing, hands-on healing to heal physical ailments, but I think emotional ailments, being a counselor, using some divination tool to help people,
yeah,
I think you might be pretty darn good at that. You'd be a wonderful counselor.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I'm really interested in all kinds of metaphysical things.
Well,
yeah,
you
I'm
might,
learning
like,
about astrology, and I'm
sure
starting
you might
to want
to consider learning it. You might find that you're quite good at it, and you could help people by helping them understand themselves, heal them from their past hurts. You know, that's one of the things that numerology does brilliantly, is help people to understand their lives. When you do a full reading, you go right through year by year, you bring up things in their life that were traumatic for them to help them understand what it meant in their soul evolution. And there's a lot of healing that takes place with numerology. So that might be a really good place to put you. But you might
oh,
be drawn
yeah.
in various different areas. But I would recommend pursuing it. And I hate to say this, but I've run out of time, my
dear.
Oh,
that's okay. Thank you so much, Allison. I'm so grateful for this reading.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. You have a nice night.
All right. All
thank
right.
you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, everybody. Well, geez, I'm telling you, an hour goes by really, really fast, and my time is up. So I do ask that you give me an email and sign up for that newsletter if you're interested in those workshops. Also email me, and I'll be back next week with Michelle Whitedove. Don't miss that show. And in the meantime, thank you for joining me. Thank you, everybody that called in. And I wish you all peace, love, and abundance. Until next week, good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.